The Defense Department has been emphatic over the last several years that it needs to reduce its excess infrastructure through another round of base realignments and closures. But lawmakers hostile to BRAC placed language in prior year's defense authorization bills that banned DOD from even studying or planning for a potential infrastructure consolidation. So the department has been short on data to make its case. That language was left out of this year's bill, though, and the Army is the first service to begin an analysis of its excess capacity. The service says in the United States, preliminary results show it has anywhere between 12 and 28% more base structure than it needs, depending on the type of facility. In Europe, it's anywhere between 10 and 15%. Army Secretary John McHugh.
Right now, we calculate we're paying about $500 million a year in what we call the empty facilities tax. You have to maintain buildings to a certain level, even though you're not using them.
That $500 million figure is based on the current state of the Army's downsizing effort. Its final end strength numbers are still uncertain, with potential sequestration still on the horizon in 2016 and thereafter. But McHugh says one way or another, the Army will continue to shrink, and its number of unused buildings will grow.
Absent some further relief, that will continue, although I will tell you we're already scheduled to come down to 490 by the end of 15, and then from 490 to 440 to 450. So just by definition, as fewer troops are in those buildings, more and more space will become excess. We want to minimize that, but we will always stay within the law. We have prerogatives of certain things we can do with respect to structure that the Congress has provided us, and as we go forward, we'll try to use those. But an ultimate BRAC, which is the most efficient way, the most way in which we wisely spend taxpayers' dollars, in which we receive the most savings, is, in our judgment, the most sensible path to take. But we need your authorization to do that.
McHugh did not specify the legal prerogatives the Army would consider using in the absence of a congressionally authorized BRAC round, but so far the Army has not moved on its own to close any excess infrastructure. Instead, it's in the process of reorganizing its brigade combat teams. It announced last year that it would eliminate 10 of its 45 brigades in order to reduce the number of headquarters units and consolidate soldiers into the brigades that remain. That process has already begun to yield even more unused office space.
Without a BRAC, what we do is create more excess rather than fewer. We keep facilities, but there are no people in them. There's no use for those facilities, and yet we still have to maintain them, so it actually adds. The process that we're going through right now of drawing down forces, our end strength, of creating more vacancies in our facilities, actually will drive that $500 million up. A BRAC would allow us to go about it in a far more sensible way, would allow us to make rational decisions so that we can concentrate our facility excess and, to a great extent as possible, get it off the books, saving us rather than costing us money.
Because sequestration still hasn't been resolved beyond fiscal 2016, the Army doesn't know precisely how much facility support it will need because it doesn't know how large a force it'll be able to afford. The budget plan it sent to Capitol Hill last month would pay for a force of between 440,000 and 450,000 soldiers, but the sequestration caps in current law would limit it to 420,000. Those final budget numbers will determine the speed at which the Army will have to shrink. General John Campbell, the Army's Vice Chief of Staff, says the Army already estimates it'll have to conduct at least 5,000 involuntary separations of soldiers in order to meet its existing drawdown figure of 490,000 troops. It'll have to separate at least 35,000 against their wishes just to hit DOD's optimistic target of 450,000 in the next few years.
And then if we go from 450 to 420, that number's going to go up more. And so we've done colonels and lieutenant colonels this year with a selective early retirement. All of those were eligible for retirement, and we worked through that, some great counseling, and it was about 150 lieutenant colonels, probably 100 colonels, and worked through that piece of it. We're now working on captains and majors, and those numbers will be much larger. And these are young captains that could be company commanders in Afghanistan today. I come back and tell them, hey, thanks for your service. So it's going to be very, very tough.
Back on the topic of BRAC, even without the benefit of deep analysis, the military services think they are in varying positions with respect to excess infrastructure. The Air Force might be throwing even more money away than the Army is. It has not yet conducted a new capacity study, but the last one in 2004 found it had 24% more infrastructure than it needed at that time. No major Air Force bases have closed since then, and the service's end strength has declined by 8% in the meantime. The Navy says it supports DOD's overall request for another BRAC round, but as a service unto itself, it's in a very different position, as Admiral Jonathan Greener, the Chief of Naval Operations, delicately told reporters in Jacksonville, Florida this week.
It's a difficult question to answer. I gotta watch the words. So I would tell you, I'm very satisfied with our laydown of our bases as we look around the world. I don't see excess capacity in large numbers, and we have to have a base dispersion that makes sense. And I'm very pleased with the base dispersion. And so if people ask me, do you have the need? Do you see a great need for BRAC? I say, no, I don't. But it's a decent process if we were to go through it, because it helps us go through a deliberate and analytically based process to take a look at that. So I can't say, well, there will be no BRAC, but I'm saying we're not, you know, pushing it here in the Navy. But it's, if done, you know, we'll contribute to it and we'll comply.
In Washington, Jared Serbu, Federal News Radio.com and 1500 AM.